Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, August 24, 2021. COVID-19 Federal Stimulus Update. Federal legislation, CARES Act, ARPA, and other federal stimulus. In response to the COVID-19 emergency, the federal government enacted four acts in March and April 2020. Those acts are H.R. 6074, Coronavirus Preparedness and Response Supplemental Appropriations Act, enacted March 6, 2020, H.R. 6201, Families First Coronavirus Response Act, enacted March 18, 2020, H.R. 748, Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security Act, CARES Act, enacted March 27, 2020, and H.R. 266, Paycheck Protection Program and Healthcare Enhancement Act, enacted April 24, 2020. On March 11, 2021, the Federal American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, of 2021 was signed into law. The act provides $1.9 trillion for COVID-19 relief funding to individuals, businesses, states, and local governments. Federal Funds Information for States, FFIS, estimates that the state of Iowa will receive approximately $5.003 billion from the ARPA. Direct payments to individuals and families totaling $3.776 billion are not included in this total. The state of Iowa will receive an estimated $1.379 billion from the Federal State Fiscal Recovery Fund. Local governments are estimated to receive approximately $1.162 billion from the Local Fiscal Relief Fund. The state began receiving funds for the State Recovery Fund and for local fiscal relief in late July. Funds received by state agencies. Through August 19, 2021, state agencies in Iowa have reported federal awards totaling $9.340 billion related to the five acts to address a wide variety of expenses related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Of this total, $7.239 billion has been awarded directly to departments, $1.250 billion was awarded to the Iowa Coronavirus Relief Fund, ICRF, and $851.3 million was awarded to the Iowa Coronavirus Recovery Fund, ICFRF. Appendix A that accompanies this fiscal update article provides details by state agency on funds awarded, expenditures and available funds, and the ICRF and ICFRF are addressed separately in the following paragraphs. To date, of the $7.239 billion in funds awarded directly to state agencies, $4.296 billion, or 59.3%, has been expended as of August 19, 2021. Of the total year-to-date expenses, $2.986 billion, or 70%, has been for worker unemployment benefits. The figure that accompanies this fiscal update article does not include the funds from the ICRF and ICFRF allocated for this same purpose. Figure 1 displays reported expenditures by state agency. The chart displays the nine agencies that received the most funding and combines all other agencies. Iowa Coronavirus Relief Fund. Iowa received $1.250 billion in federal funds through the CARES Act on April 20, 2020. To date, $2.3 million in interest earnings have been credited to the fund. As of August 19, 2021, net transfers total $1.187 billion, with some monies having been returned to the fund. The current balance in the fund is $65.6 million. Of the $1.187 billion transferred to the departments, a total of $1.130 billion has been expended for various programs. The state has until December 30, 2021 to expend funds from the ICRF before they revert back to the federal government. Figures 3 and 4 show transfers and expenditures by program as of August 19, 2021. Appendix B provides summary explanation of the programs funded through the ICRF. Iowa Coronavirus Fiscal Recovery Fund. The state of Iowa received $851.3 million in funds on July 23, 2021 and deposited them in the ICFRF. Of that total, $348.4 million was transferred. The first $237.5 million was transferred to Iowa Workforce Development to the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund. These funds are used to support ongoing unemployment benefits for Iowans. An additional $110.9 million was transferred to the Iowa Department of Revenue for payments to non-entitlement units of government, which are cities with a population of less than 50,000. Funds provided to state and local governments have broad spending flexibility, including addressing emergency and economic effects of the pandemic, replenishing revenue losses due to the shutdown of the economy, investments in water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure, and premium pay to essential workers. Funds must be used to cover costs incurred by recipients between March 3, 2021 and December 31, 2024, and funds must be expended by December 31, 2026, or they will revert back to the federal government. Reporting requirements. On June 17, 2021, the U.S. Department of Treasury released compliance and reporting guidance for the state and local federal recovery funds, which requires the state to submit an interim report and a recovery plan performance report to the federal government by August 31, 2021, and a project and expenditure report is due by October 31, 2021, and then 30 days after the end of each quarter thereafter. In addition to submitting the reports to the federal government, House File 895, Fiscal Year 2022 and Fiscal Year 2023, Federal Block Grant Appropriations Act requires that whenever the Department of Management, DOM, is required to report to the United States Department of the Treasury on the state and local federal recovery funds, the DOM is also required to submit the same information to the Legislative Services Agency. Additional information, the DOM and Department of Administrative Services, DAS, have established a process for tracking expenditures of federal funds that state agencies have received for costs associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. The expenditure data is available at data.iowa.gov. The LSA will continue to analyze the estimated funding allocations to Iowa and will provide future updates as more information becomes available. If you have questions about awards, allocations, or expenditures, please contact the LSA. The LSA staff contacts for this fiscal update are Jess Benson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-4611, Laura Book, Legislative Analyst 2 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-0509, and Adam Broich, Legislative Analyst 3 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-8223.